This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 156 for Tuesday, November 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mixed on Tuesday in thin and choppy trade as the market consolidated around contract highs. Canola up $3 to down $13. The nearby January up $3.20 at $1,025 per ton. March also higher up $2.10 at $9.99.10, but the more deferred months mostly lower. Conflicting outside influences kept some caution in the canola market. Chicago soy oil posted solid gains today, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both weaker. Small bouts of speculative profit-taking were keeping a lid on the upside, but the underlying fundamentals of tight supplies and the need to ration demand remained supportive overall. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, while corn and wheat were both higher. Those losses in beans came despite strength in soy oil, with soy meal down on the day. The January soybean contract, it's down a penny at $12.73 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest was 95% complete as of this past Sunday. That's only 1 point behind the average for this time of year. Positioning ahead of the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday was a feature. U.S. markets will be closed Thursday and only trade at reduced hours on Friday. Corn, it was up on the day, taking some direction from a rally in wheat. December corn up 3 cents at $5.80 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest is nearing completion at 95% done. That's up slightly from the 92% average for this time of year. The resulting slowdown in seasonal harvest pressure added to today's firm tone. However, relatively good prospects out of South America did keep a lid on the upside. Wheat, it posted solid gains across the board today, seeing a continuation of yesterday's rally, hitting fresh contract highs in many months. Minneapolis spring wheat up 16 cents in the December contract at $10.39 per bushel. Kansas City wheat up 17 cents in December at $8.78 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 10 cents in December at $8.56 per bushel. Declining condition ratings for the U.S. crop contributed to today's advances, with 44% of the U.S. winter wheat now rated good to excellent. That's down 2 points from the previous week. Seeding is nearing completion at 96% done, with 86% of the U.S. winter wheat crop emerged. Rains at harvest time in Australia have slowed progress there and raised quality concerns in the country. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.